The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And I welcome you to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. I have chosen for our hour together a wide variety of works by great composers, such as Fauré. He's a real favorite of mine. Szymanowski, oh, he's a real favorite of mine. Granados, oh, how I love him. Chopin, oh, there's no talking in any language about him. Beethoven and Mozart, always. And that's quite a gulp. Marc-André Hamelin, Evelyn Crochet, Cindy Foster, and Cecile Lacaud are my visiting artists. And on this edition of The Piano Matters, there will be many, many more wonderful surprises. Let's open with a quote by John Selden, 1584, 1654. And he says, "Take a straw and throw it up into the air. You may see by that which way the wind is." Let's open with a work from dearest Mozart. It's his 19th year. It's the first movement allegro of the fifth piano sonata, Kürschel 283. It's marked simply allegro. And the pianist is Sidney Foster. He's a very important American pianist. He may not be well known this moment, but we're going to help in that cause. The performance was given at Bloomington, Indiana on 26 November 1973. That's where Mr. Foster was on the piano faculty. Ward Marston has refurbished tapes from Foster's live performances, and the result is a magisterial 7-CD set. Let's listen to Sidney Foster in the first movement of the Mozart G Major Piano Sonata. Thank you. What a lyric genius Mozart is. He's only 19 years old, and he's composing a set of three piano sonatas, and it's now, of course, on the piano. He has no sense any longer of the harpsichord in his life. And that was Sidney Foster in a Marston CD. It's a new compilation of Foster's pianistic art. No less than seven CDs. And we heard the lovely Allegro of Mozart's G major sonata. This is your host, David Dubal, happy, as you know, to be listening with you. And I was so pleased to have had some of my listeners where I met them for a talk at Steinway Hall in Manhattan. Alice Weiss-Miller and David Osenberg and Rachel Katz were there, and they had taken them on a tour of the Steinway factory. Let's have a quote by Sir Richard Steele, 1672, 1729. He wrote, "Age in a virtuous person of either sex carries in it an authority which makes it preferable to all the pleasures of youth." Is that true? Let's play some Foray for all of us. And the artist is a very elegant woman named Evelyn Crochet, born in Paris, I believe, or France, somewhere. She made her debut in Boston with the Poulenc Two Piano Concerto. And guess who the other pianist was? Yes, it was Francis Poulenc himself. Evelyn Crochet has recorded the totality of Foray's piano music. And today, we hear the impromptu number 2 in F minor. Here is Evelyn Crochet. Thank you. You just heard Fauré's ever-charming second impromptu, played very nimbly and well by Evelyn Crochet. Fauré was one of the great composers of the late 19th century and first quarter of the 20th. He was the teacher of Ravel, of Nadia Boulanger, in fact, dozens of luminaries in the Paris Conservatory, where he, for around 20 years, was the director. Fauré died, probably around 83 years old in 1924, and his last years were plagued by deafness. I was very recently listening to this amazing work, his string quartet in E minor, one of the great chamber pieces of the repertoire, and still quite unknown. But like a late Beethoven quartet, it can make you healthy. This is The Piano Matters. I'm here to dish up for you many a delicious gobs of the piano literature. Human felicity is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen anyway, as by little advantages that occur every day. I like that, as by little advantages that occur every day. But I don't know whose quote that is. Here comes Haydn down the road. What a fellow, what a guy. I see him in his velvet pants and his buckled shoes, his wig. Has anyone in the arts worked so hard, so well? In every genre, he left dozens of compositions. One could spend years purveying him. Just listen to his seven masses alone. What joy, Goethe said of those pieces. I have the third movement of the three-movement sonata, Hoboken 19, and the player is a man named David Rubinstein. No relation, he tells me, to Anton Rubinstein or Arthur. He was born in New York City, and it says on his CD, there's a website, davidrubinstein.net. Thank you. You just heard the ebullient third movement of Haydn's D major piano sonata, played with proper verve, I think, by David Rubinstein. Okay, you have been waiting for a quote by the great Samuel Johnson, and he says, "Let no friendship die away by negligence and silence. It is not good. It is voluntarily to throw away one of the greatest comforts of this weary pilgrimage." How many of us know that the 27th piano sonata of Beethoven is in two movements? It's opus 90, and it's in the passionately elegiac key of E minor. And from that sonata, we shall hear a man called Stephen Romano Mento. And he's going to play for us the first movement of the E minor 27th sonata of Beethoven. Mr. Mento teaches and works in New Jersey, and he often plays piano duets with his sister. Here we go. The first movement of Beethoven's Opus 90, the artist Stephen Romano Mento on an Eroica CD.
Thank you.
Stephen Romano Mento, three full names, in the intimate and yet passionately lyrical E minor sonata. And it's the first movement we heard played very well by Stephen Romano Mento. This is David Dubal, and I'm with you all the way. I hope that this week you've had some peace and quiet and that you can listen with care. These pianists are all amazing, and how they struggle. Oh, you can't just sit down and play these things, you know. How they struggle to master really horribly difficult details. And it is indeed the devil in the details. One of the distinguished pianists of our age is Philippine-born Cecile Lacaud. She is with us today and wants to perform for us Chopin's great Ballade in G minor. Chopin in 1836 happened to be in Leipzig. Well, where in Leipzig was Robert Schumann? Well, he found out very quickly, and he happened to call on his great contemporary, rang the bell, came in. The Pole and the great German contemporary of Chopin was home, and the two young geniuses spent the day together. Chopin had to leave the next day. The Ballade in G minor had just been published when Chopin knocked on the door, really. And think of it, Chopin played it to Schumann alone. Oh, what a gift. And Schumann was stunned at Chopin's pianism. So be it, here is Cecile Lacaud in the great narrative called The Ballade in G minor by the poet of the piano.
Thank you.
That was Cécile Lacote, and it was a marvel of a conception of the G minor ballade, and her hands are golden. James Huneker called the composition, the G minor ballade, I love this, the Odyssey of Chopin's Soul. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and this week I counted out everything that caused my irritation, from noise to the hideous TV commercials, etc., to all the pills I'm supposed to be taking. Well, I came up with 771 irritants, and finally, in despair, I grew tired of writing them out. Read some of H.L. Mencken's letters instead, and Voltaire. And Voltaire said this, it's a great statement. Writing a long letter to a friend, he said, I am so sorry for the long letter, but I just did not have the time to write a short one. Well, I feel better now after the 770 irritants are typed up, and including a lost $400 in cash by sheer negligence. I only hope the person who found my money is worthy. Marc-André Hamelin. He may have the world's largest repertoire, I don't know, but he has an amazing chunk of literature that he has put on recordings, and those recordings are often amazing. And he has recorded the complete mazurkas of Karel Szymanowski, and they constitute Szymanowski's Opus 50. So they were from 1926, and he worked on them until 1931. These pieces are the culmination of Szymanowski's Polish nationalism. Each are subtle and pinpointed. This greatest Polish composer after Chopin died also of tuberculosis at the age of only 54 in 1937. Let's listen to Marc-André Hamelin in two of the Szymanowski mazurkas. Number 1, Marked Sostenuto Molto Rubato, and number 18, Vivace Agitato.
Thank you.
such evocative, such exotic music. Their folk materials were inspired from the Tundra Mountains, and Szymanowski, always a very great piano composer, he could pinpoint every single curve, every single triplet. And that was a Hyperion disc, and you heard the celebrated pianist Marc-André Hamelin in the Mazurka No. 1 and 18 from Szymanowski's 20 Mazurkas Opus. This is The Piano Matters, and it's heard each week. And we have very fine listeners. Still, we must survive, so it's important to contribute what you can, come up with what you can, and when you can, and the sooner the better, of course. Keep up our many strengths. Our station is a great one. Just go and press donate at wwfm.org. The Sonata No. 31 in A-flat, Opus 110, the penultimate sonata of the 32 sonatas by the master of masters, Ludwig Beethoven. For some reason, Beethoven gives it no dedication. The great pianist Wilhelm Kempff thought it so personal that Beethoven didn't want to give a dedication. He wanted it for himself. It's a work of fervent beauty, and we shall hear the late Sidney Foster from a CD set of 7 CDs titled Rediscovering an American Master from the Marston Catalog. Here is Sidney Foster from 8 February 1968, a recital he played at Bloomington, Indiana, where he taught.
Thank you.
The first movement is what you heard, the Moderato Cantabile Molto Espressivo from Beethoven's Opus 110 Sonata. And it was played with real and deep penetration by Sidney Foster. I hope you are enjoying this new edition of The Piano Matters. One of the great players of the 20th century, and that's without doubt, is Alicia Della Rocha. Every pore of her being was saturated with the poetry and dances of Spain. She recorded Granados' 12 Spanish dances, each marvels of rhythmic clarity. I've chosen number 3. It's in the form of a zarabanda. And for us, we will now be listening to the miraculous Alicia Della Rocha. Granados, his Spanish dance, number 3, expertly rendered and interpreted by the late Alicia Della Rocha. please do read my interview with Madame de la Rocha in my book titled Reflections from the Keyboard, where we talk about Granados, and it's a very, very intimate talk. Won't you join me next week for The Piano Matters? I await you. Have you read any Sir Walter Scott lately or ever? Once he was the most celebrated of any writer, now at oblivion's gate. Here is stanza 30 from his poem, The Lady of the Lake. Who or the herd would wish to reign? Fantastic, fickle, fierce, and vain. Vain as the leaf upon the stream, and fickle as a changeful dream. Fantastic as a woman's mood, and fierce as frenzy's fevered blood. Yes, many, many-headed monster thing, oh, who would wish to be thy king? This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.